93.7 The River, ZZ Top, sharp-dressed man, and yesterday we got to see a very sharp-dressed young man. Quick Dana update, Joe and I went over to Mercy San Juan yesterday, and we got to meet Maximus and check in on Dana and Kenny, and all is doing well. There is a photo up on Facebook. I want to mention it. If you haven't been to the Dog and Joe Facebook page, you can see Maximus and all his beautiful baby Glory, and a quick little shot of Dana with her worn-out, wiped-out Mama Prego eyes, or just gave birth eyes, and you can see the shot waiting for you there. But everyone is happy and healthy, and Joe and I, we went over and hung out for about an hour yesterday, and all is well. They're doing good.
It always makes you feel better, too. And I mean, you can see them in pictures and everything, but when it's somebody that's close to you or whatnot, it makes you feel better when you can see them in person and actually talk to them. And that was traumatic, what she had to go through. That was quite an event.
Just absolutely awful. And I'm just going to say this. If I could have a deal part two, for all the morons on Facebook saying, yeah, you shouldn't have babies at home. Home birth's not the way to go. A lot.
Are people saying that?
A few people are beating Dana up saying,
come on, get out of there.
She should have went to the hospital. The exact same thing would have happened if she were at the hospital as if she were at home. The outcome would have been no different. The only thing that would have been taken away from the scenario is the 15-minute ambulance ride. That's the only thing that was different. And the midwife that was with Dana, she absolutely saved Max's life.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know anything at all between a birth at the hospital, a home birth, a midwife, a doula. I don't know. I couldn't tell you one way or another. But what I can tell you is from the story told, the fact of the story is that midwife saved that baby's life.
Yeah.
That's all there is. So unprofessional, not good to do it, that whatever the comments were, I didn't read or see any of them. No way, dude. Because of that midwife, little Maximus is here safe and sound.
Yeah.
You know, honestly.
Even the people, what we learned, too, we didn't know the severity of it, how extreme it was when Dana told the story, which you could still hear on podcast.
Yeah.
But the nurses and doctors at the hospital were pretty taken aback by meeting Max after he was born because what he went through, okay, not only was it a prolapsed cord, but he was also breached. Mm-hmm. So it was wrapped around his neck twice. And a lot of the nurses are like, wow, we didn't think that we would see him today. He made it, and he's doing great. So this whole thing is pretty damn miraculous. And it went from just this cool, comfortable little home birth to this damn traumatic, you know, freak show. And everybody is doing good. So I was really cool to, it was really cool to see him and her. And
it was,
he's doing good, and everything's up and up now. They get to go home, I think, today because he still has a little bit of the jaundice, and they got to clear that up. He's lying underneath the light, but his eyes are open. He's got this full head of hair, and Dana asked me, you know, she said, do you want to hold him? And I said, no, he's too small. He's tiny. I'm like, no, I'm not going to touch that.
Yeah, that's way too little right now for me to hold. It's crazy.
It's been way too long since I've held one that small. And I'm like, nah, you know what? Call me in about, you know, when he's 3 or 4. Then I'll pick him up. I'll pick him up by his right leg and his right leg only. That's how we'll do it. That thing, you know, he was just tiny. But he's healthy, he's happy, and they're getting along just great. So if you want to see the photo, and we'll try to keep you updated with new photos, because Dana's back in, gosh, around December. So it's going to be a while, but everyone's doing great. So it was a pretty cool little visit.
Yeah, it really was, man. Like Dog was saying, they didn't expect the little one to pull through. So Dana said they're like little rock stars. They want to come by all the nurses and meet them and come in and see him. He's like the special little baby in the hospital right now.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
Yeah, it's a cool story. Yeah. So if you want to see the updated photo, it's waiting for you on Facebook. Pay attention to this. 90-